The 7 o'clock hour is here, and I'd like to call to order the public hearing on the fiscal year 2020-21 budget, June 15th at 7 o'clock. The meeting is called to order. Sir, clerk to the board, would you please do a roll call for us, please?
Sure. I'll just have the commissioners, if you could please let us know if you're participating remotely or in person in our boardroom. I'm going to start with Commissioner Greg Atkins.
Here in person.
Okay. Commissioner Ernestine Bazemore.
Commissioner, you're on mute.
Remote.
Okay. Vice Chair Tammy Lee.
Here remotely.
Okay. Commissioner John Trent.
Here remotely.
And Chairman Ron Wesson.
Here in the boardroom. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I wanted to offer, on the, as usual, the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. Ladies and gentlemen and public, I want to welcome all of you to the meeting. Join me in prayer, please. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and Eternal God, we bow our heads to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your many blessings and for your watchful care. Father, we know that you know the times in which we find ourselves. You never promised us that life would always be easy, but you did promise us that you would never leave us or forsake us. As representatives of the people of this great county, beautiful Bertie, we strive to work for and with our citizens to improve the quality of life for them and for generations to come. We all take this opportunity very seriously, Father. And while we may not always agree, help us to work together to find common ground and to always be open to and respectful of each other. Thank you, Father, that today is the eighth day in a row without a new reported case of COVID-19. Thank you, Father. And Father, give us all the strength as we strive to end racial injustice and bigotry across this world. Remembering, Lord, your rule that do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Guide us, Father, as we work our way through the unknown difficulties that we face ahead, knowing, Father, that in time you will make all things right. We ask these blessings in the name of your precious Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Commissioners. Thank you very much. The next thing on our agenda is the budget highlight. And I'll ask the County Manager, Mr. Vaughn, to lead that discussion for us, please, or lead that the presentation, if you will.
Thank you, Chairman. My proposed budget, which is now, of course, available for public consideration and feedback on this evening, it is a lean budget. And, of course, it's based on a collection rate of 96% with a tax rate of 86.5 cents per $100 of assessed value. So I am not recommending an increase in the tax rate. There's also no appropriation of fund balance this fiscal year. In the proposed budget, there is a over $700,000 decrease in our general fund budget, and giving us an overall budget of $38,063,545. And so, in order to do those, to make such a drastic cut, we had some revenue factors that played a huge part. And those factors included growth in our tax base, which was due to revaluation this year, and also through the CARES Act, we were able to receive $558,000 through the Coronavirus Relief Fund. So those two things greatly contributed to our revenue. Now, on the other hand, when it comes to our expenditures, there were also a couple of big factors there. And those factors include departmental budgets being reduced by at least 5% in most departments. Also, for the special appropriations in my recommended budget, there was no increase in our special appropriations to nonprofit organizations. All right. However, I will take a minute to highlight a couple of changes that have taken place since I presented my budget, my proposed budget on June 1st. We've had a work session since that time, and I would like to highlight a few changes that have been made to the budget at this time. For the Historic Hope Foundation, we have taken $5,000 to give them $20,000. My recommended budget was $25,000 for them. And so we reduced that by $5,000. In addition to the group insurance and the traveling line items in the governing body's budget for a total of $22,800. Okay? Those reductions were made so that we could increase the airport $2,000 for an appropriation of $22,000 and $20,800 was also given to Martin Community College Capital Outlay for a total of $52,300. Since that time, other changes that have also been made include a total of $10,948,000 going to public buildings for salary adjustment for some employees. And the line items that were affected there, of course, were their salary and wages, the FICA, the retirement, and the group insurance. So again, a total of $10,948 was taken from those same two line items, which are the group insurance for the governing body and the travel for governing body. So right now, for the group insurance for governing body, we're at $23,546, and for the travel line item, we're at $33,000. So those are the changes that have taken place since my initial presentation. And so that concludes my highlight sermon. So I will entertain any questions and hear any feedback that you or the public have.
Are there any questions this time first from the board?
Can y'all hear me?
We can.
Okay. My concern is the cutting of the maintenance department. Do y'all realize in 2018, we were having a meeting on June the 15th regarding Hurricane Matthew recovery. And I just think we have too many natural disasters here to even think about cutting maintenance. And with this COVID and extra cleaning and cutting of the grass at the large 137-acre park, I don't see how or why we cut maintenance. That's a vital part of local government.
Commissioner Bazemore, thank you for your comments. The cuts that I recommended, again, were just a part of the cuts that all of the departments kind of went through or experienced as a result of where we are with having to having a history of going into our fund balance just to balance the budget. But however, if there are some particular places, line items, or something that you would like to for us to focus on in public buildings, we can definitely that's open for consideration from the board.
I think first we need to start with what budget was raised over $5,000.
I'm sorry, was that a question, Commissioner Bazemore?
Yes, it was.
And you said which department was raised?
Let's start with whose budget was given over $5,000? Who do we give over $5,000 to? Because that's where we need to start. If we gave someone money, I just don't believe we need to cut maintenance. It's like I said, it's vital.
Okay. No increases were made to the county department. So as you just mentioned with the special appropriations, Martin Community College was the only one that was raised more than $5,000, to answer your question.
How much was it raised?
$20,800.
And you said that was for capital outlay?
Yes, sir.
Well, the way it was explained to us, that was to offer a different class or some sort of classes.
Capital
outlay go towards buildings?
Yeah, John, the money was asked for two additional courses that they're planning to run in the fall. One is HVAC, I do know that one, and then the second one, and they also expanding the welding program. But this funds was really for those two additional programs. Now, the school system has given the community college additional space for these two courses. And so this is money that the community college said they would like to have to make sure that they can run these courses in the fall. That's what I mean.
All right, but that capital outlay is what you're saying.
Yeah, because this is for equipment. They were given the space, but this is for equipment to equip the classes.
Well, I know.
Commissioner Bates.
Excuse me.
Commissioner Bates, yes. I just like to say that I share your concerns about the amount that the maintenance budget was called. And that's why at our budget hearing, I asked for Mr. Rasko to come in and have a chance to speak on that, and he did. I'm not sure what the answer is or where this money's going to come from, but I just want to let you know I do share your concern about the amount.
Thank you. To me, even if we do not give Martin Community College, y'all can't hear me. It's muted.
Yeah. We can.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, we can hear you loud and clear.
All right. If we do not give the money to Martin Community College, it is not going to close it down. And I think now this is a critical time for the most urgent items. And I talked with the superintendent, and they already have welding equipment. So that would be going directly to the college, but it's not a necessity at this time.
I'll just make one comment, Commissioner. I didn't mean to imply that none of these funds was going to the welding program. The request for this was for the two new programs that the community college would like to have. Now, they are expanding, as you know, the welding program, but these funds were not requested for that.
Well, my understanding, Roanoke Shawan has asked for a large request as well, but we are not giving them anything.
All right. Commissioner, we can take that under advisement. Did you have any other specific questions before we move on?
No. Mm-mm. I just want to make certain that the maintenance department have what they need to function through the year. That's all.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Any other comments from commissioners before we open it up to the public? Hearing none from the fellow commissioners. The next thing is to open up to the public for any comments from the public. I do know that we have received two comments prior to the start of this meeting. So I'd like the clerk to the board and all commissioners have seen copies or have copies of these two comments that came in prior to. So I'd like the clerk to the board, Ms. Tinkham, to please read these two comments into the record. Sarah?
Hi, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am going to read the first comment from Mike Hoggard. He's with North Carolina Forestry Service. And his comment reads, I have recently seen the proposal to keep the North Carolina Forestry Service budget the same as it was last year, The increase is to pay for a Type 6 engine and some other equipment to support the second assistant county ranger position that the county approved in 2018. We received a 2006 truck to make out with for a couple of years for transportation for the position. At that time, I told the commissioners and county manager we would hold off on support equipment for a couple of years. As far as the pay raises, the legislation approved a 5% increase last year, 2.5% for 2019-2020, and 2.5% for 2020 and 2021. The state may not give us the money either, but any amount we don't get from the state, 60% the county, will also save their 40% share. Thanks for your consideration on this matter.
Thank you, Sarah. First of all, I want to thank Mr. Hoggart for this, his message to us and his concern. We did address this in our work session because we knew of the request. And what Mike is referring to about the 2.5% for next year, you know, the legislature does a budget 2 years in a 2 year budget request. So he's right. And this year there was a 2.5% increase, and there's one scheduled for 2020. However, the state has not completed their budget, so we're not sure, and he's not sure, if that will be included formally in the upcoming year's budget. If they do, he is correct. The state's portion of that would be 60, and our portion would be 40. Of course, as a matter of right, we simply would honor that. We have no choice but to honor that. And also, I would say that, as the county manager said, very, very lean budget, but we do expect additional, or at least we're very, very hopeful, for additional revenue from the state and possibly from the federal government. And if we do, then that gives us an opportunity to consider a number of requests and things that were made by departments that we, you know, that we possibly might be able to fund. So I'd just like to thank Mike for that. Anything else concerning response to Mr. Hoggart from the board? Hearing none, Sarah, we have a second one, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. The second comment is from Tina Sauer in Mary Hill. Her comment reads, please accept my thanks for your hard work on completing this budget for the upcoming fiscal year while attempting to balance the priorities the board has for this county. I recognize that the fiscal challenges are many and am grateful that you have chosen to be prudent with our tax dollars. Please also thank County Manager Vaughn and Finance Director Robertson for what I am sure was many hours of hard work. My one concern to voice with this budget is the assertion by both the chairman and the county manager that there will be no tax increase for this upcoming fiscal year. I watched incredulously while the manager spoke during the recent COVID-19 town hall meeting and said, in quote, we are aware of how this pandemic has affected our local economy, and that has contributed to the reason I did not recommend increasing the tax rate here in Bertie County for the upcoming fiscal year beginning July the 1st, and I'm sure our commissioners will do their best to ensure that doesn't happen as well, end quote. While this statement is technically correct regarding the tax rate, the underlying insinuation is that management is really looking out for the taxpayers and holding their taxes down during this tough fiscal time for most households. The local newspaper had the headline, no tax hike slated, with regards to the budget, which was blatantly untrue. The chairman said in a recent budget workshop, I don't know of a single other county that's not having a tax increase, end quote. As you all well know, the county recently underwent revaluation and the tax values in the county did have a jump in value. You also are aware that the general public has to be informed what the revenue neutral rate is with regards to the new valuation amounts. I did note the worksheet on the county's website and did both read a brief mention of it in the manager's budget message and heard a blurb about it while he completed his budget presentation on June 1st. If we all were truly not having a tax increase, our tax rates would actually decrease in most cases. I know from doing a bit of research that each and every one of you personally are going to sustain a tax increase ranging from 4.22% up to 9% among the group. My husband and I will see a 31.2% increase in our property taxes. When we receive our tax bills, they are the product of two numbers, tax rate and property value. If property value increases and the tax rate holds the same, we will have a tax increase. The taxpayers have a right to a truthful explanation of this budget and the amount of taxes which will be collected in a way that is understandable to the general taxpaying public. When the tax bills are sent out in August, long after the ink is dry on this budget, imagine the shock when folks think they are not having a tax increase. By that time, it will be too late for the taxpayers to register any commentary on this budget. Lastly, a quick cursory review of the surrounding counties has found that no other county around is proposing a tax increase. And Northampton County, in fact, is having a half-cent tax decrease. Berkshire County will have the unfortunate distinction of being the only county in our area with a tax increase. Let's not sugarcoat this or play semantics. Thank you for your consideration and time. Respectfully submitted, Ms. Tuesday Sauer.
Right, I'll turn first to the commissioners. Anyone, commissioners have a comment? Well, nothing heard from the commissioners here, but I would like to make a comment. First of all, I want to thank Ms. Sauer for her comments. And I'd like to respond respectfully to two of the points that she raised. First of all, concerning the reevaluation, every 8 years, the county is required to do a formal reevaluation of properties across the county. Our commissioners do not get involved in making any of these evaluations. We use the same firm that so many of the surrounding counties use, and they do this independently, and they, I think they're very respected for the work that they do. The average increase for our county, the average, was around 5%. Some properties were evaluated higher and some lower. And some folks like myself had a significant increase in value of my property, but, you know, that's the way it goes. And of the thousands of properties reevaluated across the county, only one appeal was heard to this board. Let me repeat that. Of the thousands of evaluations, reevaluations, only one appeal was requested to this board of equalization. I think that says a lot. The second point I'll make is that our proposed budget for the year 2020 does not include a tax rate increase for next year. Our tax rate this year is 86.5%. And the proposed budget tax rate for 2021 is 86.5%. That is the tax rate. As County Manager Vaughn reported to the public, the time that this is not a revenue neutral tax rate. And we generally do not have that. It's a possibility, but the board did discuss that during our meeting and our work session of that, and we chose to accept a budget with no tax rate increase. Reevaluation is a separate process. We have a separate public hearing on that, and that process is now closed. So, but I thank you, Ms. Sauer, for your comment. Once again, anything further from the board? All right, Sarah, do we have any additional comments?
At this time, Mr. Chairman, I have no other public comments.
All right. It is right now about 25 after 7. I want to make sure that the public has ample time. But let me say this. This is a public hearing so that all citizens have 24 hours to review this budget. It's posted in its entirety on our website, even the line item budget, not just the summary, but the line item. And any citizen can review that. They have 24 hours to get any further comments to us, and those comments will be considered prior to our action on this budget. So I just want to leave the clock open if there are any further for a few more moments. Sarah, please. sir, do we know how many citizens are on the line?
I have 11 people total participating on our Zoom meeting.
And that includes the three commissioners who are also remote?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, so there are 8 citizens, I would presume. All right. So give it just a few more moments, but I will reiterate that citizens have 24 hours to submit concerns, questions to the board, and each and every one of their questions, concerns will be addressed prior to our approval of this budget. Sir, have any additional citizens joined the meeting since the last count?
No, sir. I haven't seen anyone in additional to sign on to our Zoom meeting.
Great. And you have not received any additional questions or responses. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, great. So let me do this. Again, to once again make sure that everybody understands that it is not too late. If you have concerns, once you review the entire budget, including the line item budget, please send any concerns that you have directly to us, to the attention of our clerk to the board, Ms. Sarah Tinkham, and they will be considered at the next session. Now, our next session is scheduled for Thursday of this week, and that is starting at 10 o'clock. So that's going to be our next budget review process. So any of those submitted within 24 hours, including those mentioned by Commissioner Bazemore for sure, and any others that might come up, we will consider them at that meeting on the 18th, Thursday the 18th at 10 o'clock a.m. Okay, so with that, I'd like to, the floor is open to recess this meeting until 10 o'clock on Thursday of this week. Do I have a motion?
I have a motion to recess until 10:30.
Commissioner Atkins has made the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Lee, I believe. All those in favor of recessing until 10 o'clock on Thursday, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay? The ayes have it. Thank you, citizens. Thank you for your comments. And this meeting will be adjourned to recess until 10 o'clock on Thursday. Thank you. Meeting is now adjourned. A recess, brother.